Randall, tell us that program that you put yourself on for 3 weeks. I find this to be fascinating. I'm going to take some notes.
Yes, it was the Hippocrates Health Institute based in West Palm Beach, Florida. What I did was I went to a clinic and had my blood drawn and then sent by overnight express to a laboratory in Dallas, Texas called the Accuchem Laboratory, which does testing on blood for synthetic chemical toxins. And I got a test result back that indicated that, yes, just like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found with everyone, I had a wide range of all of these contaminants in my body. But I wanted to focus on three or four that were particularly severe in my case, above and beyond what the laboratory in Dallas would find in average people. And what I found is that I had high levels of certain pesticides, in particular DDE, which is a breakdown component of DDT.
Now, where would you get that?
Well, as most people know, DDT was banned several decades ago.
Right.
It hasn't been in production, but what has happened is that our soils have become contaminated, and our soils continue to leach these pesticides, even after they've been banned, into food crops. And so I live up in the wine country of Northern California, so around me are a lot of vineyards. And over the years, DDT had been sprayed on the vineyards and in the groves of pears and other fruits that are here in my area. And I had absorbed a lot of this DDE as a result of just being in proximity to where DDT was used. These toxins know no boundaries. Even in the Arctic, among the tribes people in the Arctic, among wildlife, polar bears and so forth in the Arctic, these chemical toxins are turning up in blood testing. So I wanted to eliminate as much as possible the toxins in my body, and I had heard about the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, and so I checked in for 3 weeks and did an experiment. I went through their detox program there, which involved eating raw organic foods every day. It involved drinking wheatgrass juice twice a day, and wheatgrass juice is very high in nutrients. It's almost pure chlorophyll. And it involved doing saunas, in particular infrared saunas, to help sweat out some of the chemical toxins. And I took some mineral supplements like chlorella, which is a sea algae supplement.
Right.
The combination, the synergy, once again, this is a natural synergy that's beneficial to us. The synergy ended up leaching out of my body most of these chemical toxins. I had my blood
test. So you got another test. Okay.
Yes, I had another blood test at the end of that three-week period. The blood was sent once again to the same laboratory in Dallas. They did the same round of testing. And then I interviewed the fellow who's in charge there, the chief toxicologist, about the results to get him to sort of give me some definitions. And he said that most all of the pesticides had been eliminated from my body. It had been squeezed out.
That's in 3 weeks?
That's yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Did you feel any better?
I felt absolutely alive. I was, of course, during that three-week period, I was off caffeine, I was off alcohol, I was off a whole range of substances that had become part of my normal life. And by eating these raw organic foods and drinking the wheatgrass juice, it gave me a vitality that I hadn't really experienced before. And not only that, George, the people, most of the people that were there at Hippocrates were suffering from very serious illnesses. They have a capacity for 85 patients at any one time. And most of them, unlike me, were suffering from cancer that had been called incurable. They were suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, from Parkinson's, for a wide range of ailments in advanced stages. And so I was able to talk to these people. I was able to watch the progress for each of them during that three-week period, and it was quite remarkable. I saw a man with MS, arrived the same day I did. He was a real estate investor from Los Angeles, had maybe in his late 50s, had an advanced stage of MS to the point he was walking like Frankenstein's monster, very stiffly and in obvious pain. At the end of that period, he was walking normally, showed no ill effects, and kept telling me about how great he felt.
And I have to assume you lost weight, too.
The first week, I lost nearly 15 pounds.
My God. All right, let's go through that one more time. I'm going to write this down. So specifically, what did you eat? What was the regimen?
The regimen was that every week we would fast for one 24-hour period. And I recommend for anyone who wants to go through a detox that you do periodic fasting. That helps stress the cells of the body and helps leach some of the synthetic chemicals. The rest of the week, every day, we were eating these raw organic vegetables. Nothing was cooked. These were all high nutrient vegetables. The rest of the time, twice a day, we would be drinking wheatgrass juice. We would squeeze it ourselves, and wheatgrass juice helps to strengthen the immune system. It cleanses the body of a lot of chemical toxins. So we would drink that twice a day. And because I was going through a special detox, I would do the infrared sauna, which is a high-energy sauna. It's not high heat, but it's high energy. And I could sit there for 20 minutes and get the benefits of like an hour in a normal sauna. The sweat volume is much more intense and higher. That combination, for me, is what leached this accumulation of synthetic chemicals out of my body.